How's it going, everybody? My name is Adam Labar with Cage Side Press, joined today by Josh Emmett, who will be fighting Michael Johnson on March 30th. Josh, how's it going?
Going really good, but thanks for having me on, Adam.
Of course, no problem. It's awesome news hearing that you're back. It's been a little bit of time since we've seen you fight. Just kind of getting started, What's your thoughts on Michael Johnson? Obviously, he's a really well-known opponent. He's done a lot within UFC, and you're coming back to an ESPN deal. What's your thought on your opponents and that?
Yeah, no, it's a exciting matchup for me. It's what gets me kind of motivated. So, like with talking with people, you know, I only want to fight people in front of me or bigger names. And I did get offered somebody that was ranked a little above me. I took the fight. That was going to go down, but then, you know, he ended up getting injured or something. So they threw out Michael Johnson's name, and yeah, I took it. He's a seasoned veteran. He has like 20 UFC fights. He's been around for a long time. He's fought, you know, some of the top guys at lightweight. He was ranked really high up there. I think he's beat three of the guys in the top, you know, the top five in the lightweight, and he's fought the who's who at lightweight and, you know, some at featherweight as well. But he's an athletic, explosive boxer with good hands, really fast, and he's trying to adapt the Dutch kickboxing, you know, from his coach now. But it's going to be a exciting fight for the fans, and that's why I wanted to take it too, you know, because he's well known, he's a big name, and I just know us matching up is going to be a great fight, and people are already talking about it and really excited for this match.
Awesome. So you were saying that prior to Michael Johnson, there was another opponent that was offered. So you've known that you were going to be fighting for quite a while now?
A little bit. You know, I knew that I was hopefully going to be fighting the end of March to the April. And I've been getting prepared for the end of March, and then things just kind of materialized and finalized, you know, last week. So yeah,
okay,
I've been training for this for a little while.
Okay, awesome. Now going back a little bit, you're returning, and it'll be a little bit over a year when you make your return to the UFC octagon. Your last fight was Jeremy Stephens, which was argued if there were some illegal shots, and you took some, you know, some pretty bad damage in that fight. What was the recovery like? And did you feel like this was the time to come back? Were you worried that maybe there was a point in time that it was too soon? What led you to ultimately coming back now?
Yeah, no, you know, I suffered quite a bit of, you know, facial fractures, things like that. And I didn't want to come back too soon just because, you know, we've seen this in the past where people come back too soon after they suffered like a bad concussion. It happens again, and then that ruins their career. So I wanted to take necessary time off so I could fully heal and recover. And then I've been back in the gym for, you know, since, I don't know, November. I was helping Chad get ready for his fight. And then I've been in the gym being active, you know, for a long time, but I was really just hopping in like August or so, just and being a lot more active, doing some live goes and stuff like that. So, I think it's been plenty of time off to fully recover. I feel good. And, even with my age and everything, I feel like, you know, I got into the sport later, so I feel like my window is just getting smaller and smaller. So I want, and since I feel healthy, you know, I just want to get back in there and go on a run again and just stay healthy. That's my biggest thing. You know, I always have these nagging little injuries. But if I was healthy and everything goes well, I would like to fight, you know, at least three fights this year.
Awesome. Now, again, with you being gone for quite a while, there's been a lot of changes with the UFC. One of them being a huge ESPN deal in which they went from Fox to ESPN. What's it like returning and performing on such a big platform, a new platform?
Yeah, no, that's exciting too, you know, just because it's going to, it reaches a new demographic, you know, for possibly, because it's the biggest, you know, sports channel out there, you know, for, you know, just every other sport. Now they have mixed martial arts. And so I think it's just going to bring that much more fans to our sport, and it's going to just, I think it's good for a lot of the fighters. So I'm stoked to be, fighting on their second ESPN card ever.
Now, more recently, there's a lot of different organizations that are going towards Grand Prix and tournaments. If that came to the UFC, is that something that you'd see yourself having interest in competing in? What are your thoughts on the more recent tournaments?
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. It reminds me of wrestling or just in any other sport, that has brackets and stuff like that. If it's an 8-man tournament and you're not fighting in the same night, and it's just over the course of a year, for a large amount of money, like the PFL was, that they had everyone was becoming champions that night and winning the $1 million grand prize. And on top of that, they're getting their fight purses and sponsors from their other fights throughout the year. So it's like the people that won those fights made a ton of money that year. I think it's awesome. I would love to be a part of something like that if the UFC were to bring that template to us.
Now, Max Holloway, who's the champion at featherweight, is moving up to fight Dustin Poirier for an interim title. What are your predictions on that fight and, it being your division moving up to fight for an interim? What are your predictions for that fight and the fact that it's for an interim at lightweight?
Yeah, I think it's... it's a business at the end of the day, and I think it's a good opportunity for him. It's a win-win situation. He really has nothing to lose. Like, worst case scenario, say he did lose, he still keeps his featherweight title. He wins, he becomes like a double champ, more money. Then they would unify the lightweight title later on down the line. And I think right now, since he's been at the top and the number one contender still in my eyes is Jose Aldo, he beats everyone, but he struggles with Max Holloway. I just don't think they want to do a third fight. So until, there's someone new that maybe hasn't fought him and makes sense, then he defended at featherweight. But, if he goes up and beats Dustin Poirier and then, gets two looks in the lightweight division, he doesn't have to cut as much weight. He's a big person. He's probably going to feel a lot better, and he's still going to have to cut quite a bit of weight to make, the lightweight limit. So it's a good opportunity. And when those opportunities are presented, you have to take them. I would do that. I would do the same thing.
Who do you think wins that fight?
I don't know. It's tough because Poirier won the last one, but that was a long time ago. And Max has got so much better and evolved. So I think if he continues to, look the way he has at featherweight and use his long reach and stay on the outside and just put combinations together, I could definitely see him pulling off a win. But Poirier is a dangerous fighter as well. He can finish the fight anywhere. But I don't know, I could kind of see Holloway pulling off a decision.
Now, do you think that you would ever move up to lightweight again with your more recent success at featherweight? Do you see yourself perhaps moving up, challenging maybe Dustin Poirier in the future, or maybe even Max Holloway if he's the champion there?
Yeah, if I got it in the same situation that he's in, if I was the champion and there was the opportunity to do something like that, yeah, I would love to do that. And it wasn't even like going down to featherweight. When I was fighting at lightweight, I did on the regional circuit, and then I had three fights UFC. I won two of them. I think I won all three of them, but I feel like I got hometown in a split decision loss. At no point did anyone ever feel stronger than me or outpower me. I just felt that I was super short for the division. And I just wanted to fight people that were just, we were kind of on the, similar size. So that's the reason why I went down the featherweight. But yeah, if there was an opportunity, I'll take it. I would do that. I'd bounce around. I fought even on the regional scene. I fought, featherweight, lightweight, and I fought at welterweight before.
Your training camp, has it been all at Team Alpha Male out there? I know you were saying you were still working with Chad Mendez, helping him prepare for his last fight.
Yeah, no, everything. I'm from Sacramento, so that's my gym, and it always will be. But, since I want to say September. I don't know, maybe August or so. I've been doing a little bit of cross training at CSA in Upland. It's Combat Sports Academy in the Bay Area. It's like a hour and a half from Sacramento. They have some of the best Muay Thai and kickboxers, and you know, they also have a hand of great MMA fighters too. So I've been going down there twice a week for quite some time and getting a different look from all these Muay Thai and kickboxers, and working with Coach Kieran as well. So I've learned a ton, and I'm excited to kind of showcase some of the stuff that we've been working on.
Awesome. Now, in you saying that you were helping with Chad Mendes prepare for his fight, have you heard anything else since his last fight? I know that a lot of word was going around that he was going to retire. Is he firm on that? Is that confirmed? Has he talked about perhaps coming back, competing elsewhere? Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I don't even think he never even said anything about retirement.
Yeah.
That was just put out somewhere, and then people are like, what is this about? You know, I didn't know where that came from. But I think he's just kind of, you know, he's going to have a baby on the way. He's just been doing a lot of stuff getting ready for that. He has his Fins and Feathers company that he does really well at. So he's been, you know, just traveling around and doing a bunch of shows and they're hunting, you know, things that they do. And so that's just him. He's always busy. He's always training. He's not in the gym, you know, he's still, you know, doing bag work, getting runs, doing a bunch of other stuff, but he's just, he's a busy, busy guy. But yeah, I'm not sure about the future or anything like that. I'm sure he'll be back in the gym, you know, after the baby comes, but I'm pretty sure that's coming here pretty soon. So he's focusing on his family.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for chatting with me today. Where can everybody find you on social media?
My Instagram and Twitter handle is Josh Emmett UFC. That's JOSHEMMETT UFC. And then I have a Facebook fan page. That's Josh Emmett.
Okay, great. Everybody, March 30th, tune in. Josh Emmett is going to take on Michael Johnson in his return fight on ESPN.